Chapter 25. As night fell, Thrug began piling up pebbles. The otter moved stiffly, his whole body aching from the fight earlier that evening. Out on the open land, the crows were beginning to stir in the cool night air. One or two were trying out desultory hops and caws. Rockangus glanced over the bank edge of the dried-out stream bed, his fierce eyes watching them keenly.
"Oh, yon birds are starting to work themselves up again."
Dumble had fallen asleep. He muttered to himself and turned over. A full moon rose like a dull gold platter. As Thrug looked up at it, a dark winged shape swooped low out of the night. Grabbing his sling, the otter launched a hasty stone at the bird. It banked and circled, shrilling out angrily.
"Ach, you great lump-headed river dog! Can you no see I'm a falcon?"
Rockangus cocked his head on one side.
"Is that ye, Tambeak?"
The other falcon landed smoothly atop the haversack.
"Aye, tis. What have you done to your wing?"
Thrug stood to one side, listening to the falcons conversing in their quaint Northland accent.
"Never you mind my wing, Tam. Will you look at yon crows? My cronies and myself are sair troubled by them. Are any of our clan about to lend a hand here?"
"Nay bother. Bide you here a wee bit. I'll bring you help."
Tambeak shot off into the night sky, screeching at intervals as he flew in a high, wide circle.
"Gather ye to me!
Rockangus watched him.
"Och, it's a braw thing to be flying. Dinna ye fret, Thrug. Yon crows'll soon be sorry they messed with the son of the Laird MacTallan."
The cawing and hopping from the crows had increased. They appeared to be working themselves up into a frenzy. Out on the open, moonlit land, they hobjigged and sang raucously. Thrug covered the still-sleeping Dumble with his jerkin as he watched them anxiously.
"Rockangus, matey, I hope your pals gets here afore those birds charge us. We won't stand a butterfly's chance agin that mob."
As if on cue, six falcons dropped out of the sky into the stream bed. Thrug gave a startled jump.
"Phew, that was quick."
A tall, imposing elder, with fearsome beak and huge talons, folded his massive wings and winked at Thrug.
"Aye, 'twas and all. My clan's speedier on the wing than anything in yonder sky."
Thrug looked around doubtfully.
"But there's only six of you. There's hundreds of crows out there. Begging your pardon, of course."
The big falcon grinned fearsomely.
"Ah, dinna apologise, stream dog. We were searching for that young rip, my son Rockangus. But six braw soldiers like us would be shamed if we couldn't give some crows a good tanning."
Rockangus had been standing respectfully to one side. Now he came forward and bowed his head to the laird.
"Faither, 'tis yourself. Och, am I glad to see you. Yon river dog is Thrug, the wee mousie is Dumble. They found me where my wing broke it and fixed it up. I should be flying again soon."
Laird MacTallan inspected the dressing on his son's wing, then proffered a talon to the otter.
"I'm beholden to ye, Thrug. My son should be thankful he met such bonny, decent creatures as ye and your wee friend there. We'll talk some mair later. Sit ye down while I deal with yonder bunch of disgraceful birds."
Now the cawing and dancing had increased to fever pitch, and the bolder crows were beginning to hop toward the stream bed. Laird MacTallan and his clan birds broke cover. They stood in a line on the bank top and threw back their heads.
"Take me prisoners. Give me quarter.
As if by magic, the crows fell silent and ceased dancing. Laird MacTallan and his falcons started walking toward them with a definite warlike swagger, chests puffed and neck feathers spread wide, their talons crunching the dead bracken as they went. The front crows hopped backwards. MacTallan threw out his bold challenge and walked forward alone, ahead of the others.
"Oh, come on, laddies. We're no babby mouse and a wounded young'un, or an earthbound river dog. See if you can do any better against us. I'm the Laird MacTallan, as well you know. I'll do battle with ye on land or in the air. Dinna keep retreating. What's the matter? Surely you're no frighted?"